For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. The city of Portage's ballot this Tuesday includes a proposal that would decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports.
The proposal would amend Portage's city charter. If it passes, people over 21 found with less than an ounce of marijuana on private property would get a pass as far as the city's laws are concerned. Ken Jonatsky was one of the leaders of the effort to put the proposal before voters. He says it would protect medical marijuana growers who unwittingly break the law.
Let's say they're a gram over in the amount that they have on hand as a caregiver. That automatically throws them into an illegal situation, and it's prosecuted to the fullest extent.
Jonatsky faced felony charges in 2012 when officials claimed he'd provided medical marijuana to people not legally under his care. Jonatsky says he did not, but he agreed to a deal that reduced the charges to one misdemeanor. Jonatsky acknowledges that, as long as non-medical marijuana remains illegal under state law, the proposal offers only limited protection.
We're just going to have to tell people, you know, we've changed the charter. It's no longer illegal in the city of Portage, but it is illegal in the county, and you're a resident of the county, and also illegal in the state of Michigan.
In July, Governor Rick Snyder's office told the city of Portage that the proposal goes against state law. But Snyder spokesperson Dave Murray told WMUK in an email this week that it wouldn't be appropriate for the governor's office to weigh in on a local issue. Murray did not respond to a request to clarify the governor's position. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.